something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. You know, in our country, apology is a currency. And I tell people, don't use apology as a currency. Ah, but I've apologized. They think that they have bought the forgiveness with apology. But I've apologized, haven't I? I said, I'm sorry. Have I not said it? So they think that once they have presented that apology, they ought to get their money's worth. You get it. You know, the apology ought to get for them whatever it is they wanted. He came late. And I said, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. And the man says, no, you're not entering. Sorry now. Because he's surprised. After saying sorry. Because to him, his apology is a currency. He has presented the currency for purchase. So give me my commodity. I paid. In Europe, when you say you are sorry, you go back. I'm very sorry for coming late. I'll make sure I don't do that next time. You go. In Nigeria, you say, I'm sorry, then you wait. I said, I'm sorry. You are still waiting. Say you are sorry and go. See, but we've been raised to think that apology is a currency. We are wrong. See, growing up wrong. That's why sometimes we don't know when we've done something wrong. We are not even sure. And when we're punished for doing something wrong, we think that other person who is punishing us is too strict. He's harsh. He's wicked. The man says, the gate is locked. You are supposed to come at 8. Sorry, you can't enter. Very wicked man. You see, that's their response. Very wicked man. That's in Nigeria. You're not allowed to do your job. Say, wicked man. Because he took actions against you. Even the judge in the court of law, when the judge has passed the sentence, the family members of the accused say, wicked man. Can you imagine what he said? Wicked man. Gave him life imprisonment. Ha ha! Wicked. They don't see the law. They see the judge as a person. If they could beg him there, they would. But the lawyer says, you can't talk. I talk for you. Say, Trying to get the judge's attention. See, it's a society. We've been raised that way. And it's so terribly wrong. So, so wrong. We have to change our way of thinking. So, Jesus said to her, one thing is needed. One thing is needful. One thing is necessary. And Mary has gotten it. And it will not be taken away from her. What is this one thing? Well, the Bible says that Mary was sitting at the feet of the Master, listening to his teaching, listening to his word. She was listening to the Master. She was in the presence of the Master, listening to him. What food do you want to prepare, Martha? He fed 5,000 men. The women and the children were not counted. He fed them with a little boy's lunch. Why don't you sit at his feet and let him fix the food for you? She wants to impress him. Ask the disciples where Jesus got fish from. They were fishing. And he said, children, do you have any? No, we haven't caught anything. He said, cast your net on the other side of the boat and you shall find. And they did it. They enclosed a multitude of fishes. John said to Peter, it's the master. They got out of the water. And then he said, bring some of the fish you caught. And they went to Jesus and found him preparing fish. They met him preparing fish. And he said, bring some of those ones. Because he wanted them to compare them. The miracle fish from his word and the one from the water. How will you impress the creator of the universe? What do you want to do to impress him? Even our prayer has become work. If you're not sweating, you don't think he has heard you. Then when you are now sweating, you think, yes. You know, we can't even pray to God simply anymore. If you haven't lost your voice in prayer, you don't think you've started. Can we impress him that way? No. No. So why are you suffering when you should be enjoying your life? You know, some people, they say that, don't put all your effort in your work. Find some time to go to the beach or go to the cinema or take a walk or go window shopping. All of those things don't necessarily bring you joy. You can have joy in anything. You don't have to wait till Saturday. Say, no, my Saturday is reserved for me. It's my special day of cooling off. Of what? Of your frustration of Monday to Friday. You see, such people don't enjoy their lives when they can actually enjoy every moment. Enjoy every day of their lives. And be happy about what you do. Take pleasure in yourself. Relish the moment. Right? Yeah. Yesterday we read it. That he gives us richly all things to enjoy. You enjoy them. Enjoy those things. This thing that you wore. Did you have time to look at it in the mirror? And said, Lord, thank you for this shirt. Wow, this looks nice. Did you have time to appreciate yourself? Then when you come to work and nobody sees what you are wearing, say, they don't even know what I'm wearing. But you didn't see it yourself. You didn't even see it. You didn't see it. So start learning to enjoy your life.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/goloud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy. 16053 Industrial Site, Zari, Chinhoyi, Zimbabwe. Worship with us on Sundays 9 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call 077-520-2305. 077-284-3739 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Learn to enjoy the moment. Learn to enjoy your life. And when you start enjoying your life, you'll be helping other people enjoy their life. There are too many people who are suffering for nothing. Just unhappy for nothing. They're aging for nothing. And they don't know, they look at their lives and they can't find anything to be happy about. There's nothing to be happy about. And when they come around others who are happy, they say, why is everybody happy here? They don't even use the word happy. They say, why is everybody like this? And then you say, oh, well, it's a good day. Is that why? And they just hiss and go. Because they are very serious. You know, life is serious for them. They are here for business. I'm here to work. Work. And the more they work, the less they are recognized for what they do. And then they become more and more frustrated. Look at Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet, and the master enjoying her presence. Yeah. And Martha's working. And Jesus looks over and says, Martha, Martha, why are you suffering like this? That's the paraphrase of what, you know. So you are worried about so many things. And did he go ahead to solve her problem? No. He was aware. He said, you are troubled and upset about many things. He didn't say, let me try to solve them. No. He said, Mary has gotten the solution. Consult her. That was it. Because he recommends, you know, so he says, Mary has gotten the answer. And he didn't say anything more to Martha. You think if God knows my problem, he should solve it. He's not like that. He doesn't solve your problem because he knows it. No. So you can suffer and suffer and suffer. And you say, but I'm in ministry. Why am I suffering like this? I'm in ministry. I'm working in ministry. Is this how ministry is? Then sometimes there are people who think, some people are enjoying and some people are suffering. It's not fair. The inequality in the society is also in the church. Who is the cause of the inequality in the society? It's a devil. Okay, who is the cause of the inequality in the church? Is it the same devil? The cause of inequality in the society is human response. It's human response, good or bad. Human response. Whether some people are wicked, it's their response. See, frustrated people make others frustrated. Look at that guy who killed people in Norway. He was frustrated. He said he was fed up. He didn't want Muslims to take over Europe. That's what he said. And he'd rather die and kill others. He's going to get the attention of the government, and the government must be blamed for what he's going to do. So he goes on rampage, kills so many people, and says the government is responsible for trying to allow the Muslims to take over Europe. That's the reason he killed 76 people. Horrible. And he's not repentant. That's a frustrated man. Same thing with the terrorists. All the other terrorists, they're all frustrated. Trying to get attention. Frustrated people are murderers. So you can be very dangerous if you're frustrated. You can be very dangerous. There's no telling how far you would go if your frustration is allowed to continue. Maybe that's why God is asking me to talk to you. Frustrated people are dangerous. They are a time bomb. Dangerous. One frustrated fellow can ruin a lot of good. But you have a choice. That choice is either to drop, lay your frustration aside and move on, or keep your frustration and remain frustrated. Can you see it? It's a choice. And when you are not happy, you can't fulfill the call of God in your life. That's the dangerous part of it. You can't fulfill the call of God. You won't be the person that you're supposed to be. You'll be living a different life from the life you're supposed to be living. And you'll be blaming someone else for it continually. How long will you blame someone else for your failures? How long? We vent our frustrations on others all the time. We want them to be unhappy because we are unhappy. We find no reason why they should be happy when we are unhappy. And the chain reaction is that we have a frustrated society. Praise God. You can change that, right? Would you want to change that? Okay, let's look at a couple of scriptures here. One thing is needful, right? Let's see what that one thing is. Psalm 27. Psalm 27. Read verse 4. Okay, great. I want to read it to you from the Amplified Version. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require. One thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. One thing have I desired of the Lord. What is David saying here? To be in his presence, to live in his presence. That's what he's saying. To live in his presence, to function in his presence, to recognize his presence. That's what Mary did. Mary recognized that presence and was attracted to that presence. Was attracted to his teaching, to his word, and prized it above other things. And the Lord said, it's just one thing you need, and this is it. Why? Because you see, that one thing will equip you for everything else in life. Praise God. Turn to Matthew chapter 6, and we'll read from verse 25. Matthew chapter 6, St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, and we're reading from verse 25. Are you there? Okay. He says, therefore I tell you, and Jesus is talking here, therefore I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life. About your life. Stop being uneasy about your life. Stop being worried about your life. Oh, if you could stop worrying about your life. If you could stop worrying about your life. This is what you shall eat or what you shall drink or about your body. What you shall put on, is not life greater in quality than food and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Look at the birds here. Jesus saying this. This is wonderful. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth more than they? And who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit of measure, one cubit to his stature, or to the span of his life? And why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his magnificence, excellence, dignity, and grace, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and green and tomorrow is tossed into the furnace, will he not much more surely clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? Or what are we going to have to drink? Or what are we going to have to wear? For the Gentiles, the heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. He knows you need them.
It's time for your miracle.
I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream and has been trying to throw. I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus.
thou devil of darkness, right now,
get out of there now!
Out!
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 It can't stay, it can't stay, it can't stay. It can't stay. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. It can't stay in you. It can't stay.
Out of them now!
In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, a certain man brought his son to Jesus for prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Verse 26. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. These women are coughing out substances. Some of them, items that they had eaten in their dream experiences. And as they do so, the evil spirit departs from them. Glory to God.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah.
Don't be worried. Worrying is affecting you. It's changing your life now. Why are you so worried? He says, do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. I like that. That's the 34th verse. Don't be worried or anxious about tomorrow. I told you yesterday, two things that destroy today's happiness. They are yesterday's regret and the fear of tomorrow, the dread of tomorrow, the worries of tomorrow. We haven't even gotten there yet. We're already worried. The fear of the future. Fear of the future doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I don't know what's going to happen to the country. It doesn't have to go that far. It can be as little as you're going to the office and you're dreading what's going to happen at the office today. You can be dreading a meeting that has just been called. All managers have been called for a meeting. Hey, what is happening again? See, you haven't even gotten there yet. You haven't heard why. Why some are very happy because they're thinking they're going to get something out of this. Did they say we're having a meeting? Did they say? I heard they said, we have a meeting. All managers, okay. See, you're dreading the meeting already. It's robbing you of present happiness. Decide to be happy today. Don't allow the frustration. Even in our attempt to be happy, we can become frustrated. You know that. Nobody's going to spoil my joy. Nobody. I'm going to be happy today. Nobody's going to. You're frustrated. Nobody's going to spoil my joy. Nobody. Nobody. Pastor said to be happy. I'm going to be happy. You're not happy. You're already manifesting frustration in attempt to be happy. Okay, look at verse 33. He says, but seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness. What does that mean? His way of doing and being right. I love that expression. God's ways of doing things. God's ways of being right. I told you one time, you know, when I have issues with people, I don't try to find out who's right and who's wrong. I like to know what is God's righteousness in it. What does God want? Not whether A or B is right. And then all these things, whoo, I like it. He says, all these things taken together in one package. See, when God blesses you, he doesn't go, one, and I'll give you A, I won't give you B. Okay, I'll give you C, and I'll leave out D. He says, all these things taken together will be given you besides. That means an addition. All these things taken together in one package. They say, that man is very easygoing. I'm not talking about the man that said he's very easygoing. I'm talking about simplicity in Christ. Okay? There's a simplicity in Christ. God's not complicated. There's a simplicity in Christ. That's what I'm looking at. Hallelujah. Okay, we gotta rush through some things now. Okay, think about this. What about when you go through some ill treatments? Have you been treated badly? Have you ever been treated badly? You can be treated badly at home, in a neighborhood. Okay, let's look at a couple of scriptures here. James chapter 5, I will read to you from verse 13. Have you noticed what it says? Glory to God. He says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? He should pray. I like that. He didn't say he should talk back. He should get bitter. He should complain. He said he should pray. God is aware that you could be ill-treated. So he says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? That means being treated wrongly. He says, he should pray. He says, pray. That's how you respond. He says, pray. You want to live God's word, right? God said, if you're mistreated, ill-treated, badly treated, he says, pray. Yeah, that's what he says, pray. Then, go to Psalm 37 and look at verse 4. Are you there? I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It's very beautiful here. He says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. There are secret petitions. Those things that your heart craves for. And you're talking to God, and you can't talk to nobody about them. God hears. He says, he'll grant you your desires and the secret petitions of your heart. What did he tell you to do? What's your own part? Delight yourself. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Get happy about, listen, I tell you something, get happy about what you do. Get happy about your work. Get happy about your work. Get happy about your assignments. Get happy about when you're going to work. The trip to work, get happy about it. Somebody says, I don't look forward to going to work. You are really suffering. You might think that your problem is the experiences, the bad experiences you have at work. No, you are the cause of the bad experiences. You say, oh, could I be the cause of the bad experiences? I've tried my best. It's the way they react to me. It's what they've done to me. No, have you ever thought of the fact that it is possible to attract the worst part of other people? Have you ever thought about it? You know, you can evoke the worst of someone's character towards you. Those same people who are bad to you can be so nice to others. Do you think because they love those people more than you? No. There's something about you that's attracting this whip that's coming to you all the time. Change your attitude. You'd be amazed at what happens. Just change your attitude. I know you say, can I just change like that? You mean I've been looking so sad and so unhappy. Then tomorrow morning I just come to work. I just be happy. I can't do that. Okay, don't do it. If you can change that quickly, results will come that quickly. But if you say, I'm going to do it gradually, it won't work. It won't work. Why? Because we don't like it when people seem to be playing sneaky on us. Imagine all the time when you see me, you go, morning, sir. Every day, morning, sir. You don't even look at me. Morning, sir. Then on this day, you just go, good morning, sir. I think something wrong with you. How do you start that? Start by showing you found something, you've changed. So I'm so sorry for the way I've been treating you. I've learned something, and I chose to change. See, what have you done? You brought a closure to your past. You see, if you don't bring a closure to it, you look like there's something wrong with you. So you can't just metamorphose into that. So because you can't just metamorphose into it, you would want to do it sneakily, you know, stealthily. That's not going to work. It won't work.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. 16053 Industrial Site, Zari, Chinhoyi, Zimbabwe. Worship with us on Sundays 9 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call 077-520-2305. 077-284-3739 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.